I want to look in the seventh division of the Psalms. I believe God would have us title the message this way, The Song of the Slandered Saint. I want to read the heading of this psalm. Shigayon of David, which he sang unto the Lord concerning the words of Cush the Benjamite. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me, and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Father, help us. God, we cannot stand and preach this message or any message on our own. God, most importantly, we want to honor you. Father, we are thankful for you, for your sacrifice, for your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, how you have handled the slander of the enemy, for the great love which you have. Father, I pray, God, you'd help us then. God, as we examine this passage, that, Lord, we would take these thoughts to heart, and we would consider ourselves, and God, you'd help us tonight. Lord, we need your touch. Oh, speak to our heart, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. David writes that this psalm is a shigayon, which is a cry aloud. It is literally to reel or to stagger because of issues. Now, the occasion he names, it's concerning someone by the name of Cush the Benjamite, who is evidently slandering David in front of King Saul. Now, my conjecture, which is my educated guess, is that Cush is of the family of Saul. And the reason I say that, because Saul's father, his name is Kish, and Saul and Kish are Benjamites of the tribe of Benjamin, and Cush is also from that family. I want you to know there's also another man in that family that caused David a lot of trouble. I'm talking about King David, a man after God's own heart, who is not perfect, who made mistakes along the way for sure. But there is another family member by the name of Shimei that troubled King David very much. In fact, if you will turn back to 2 Samuel chapter number 16 and in verse number 5, we meet this man by the name of Shimei, the Bible said, and when King David came to Baharim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came. And he cast stones at David, and at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus said Shimei when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned, and the Lord hath delivered the kingdom into the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. All this being said to David because he's going into exile as Absalom, his son, has overthrown that government, and Absalom now occupies the throne, and David, without making trouble, chooses to leave into exile, and Shimei is cursing at David as he leaves. Verse 9. Then said Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, What have I to do with you, you sons of Zeruiah? So let him curse. Because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more now may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him and cursed as he went and threw stones and cast at him and cast dust. And the king and all the people that were with him came weary and refreshed themselves there. The name Shimei means renowned. He is a man of great importance within his family. David is referring to the same family in Psalm 7 by a man with the name of Cush. Cush, his name means black. And I want to say this tonight. David could be using a play on words when he called Shimei Cush, because this man that was renowned for his sin has filled his life with the blackness of his mischief. And he could be talking about another member of that family that is not mentioned anywhere in the scripture. But I want to say this tonight. Number one, there is the reality of slander. You realize tonight that probably you, in your lifetime, you have been slandered at one time or another. I guarantee the devil's done it to you. He is accuser of the brethren. And I want to say tonight that slander can ruin the reputation of a family or of an individual or even of a church. I want us to see David in Psalm 7 in his state of distress. David has been accused of being a traitor to the kingdom. He is said to be a conspirator. He is said to be guilty of wrongdoing by Cush and or Shimei. David's integrity was questioned. And he was unjustly accused, and he was unfairly slandered. Proverbs 10:18, the scripture says, he that uttereth a slander is a fool. Someone was causing suspicion. Someone was campaigning against David, even to the point that Absalom took over the kingdom. And when Absalom takes over the kingdom, can you hear Shimei rise up and say, I told y'all King David was a phony. I can tell you, I told you that King David was nothing more than a false prophet. In fact, everything that David did in his life, Shimei in congregations and in crowds questioned it. David said, I want to build God's house. Amen. He prayed about that. He sought the prophet Nathan about that. I wonder if Shimei didn't say he wants to build the house of God. Ha! Watch him. He's wanting to raise taxes. This building program's just a sham. You can't trust anything that David does. Watch him. You remember Mephibosheth? The man who is lame on both his feet, and David said from the throne, is there any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And you know what? One rose up and said, there's one of Jonathan, and his name is Mephibosheth, and he lives down there in Lodibar of Amiel. And David said, fetch him, that I must show the kindness of God to him. Can you hear Shimei get in the congregation after that meeting was over and says, let me tell you something, boys. That thing about getting Mephibosheth here to show the kindness of God, that's a sham. You know good and well that Mephibosheth, being of the house of Saul, is a rightful heir to be the king. And David just wants to bring him where he can keep his eyeballs on him, to keep him under his thumb because he doesn't trust that Mephibosheth might try to take over someday. I'm telling you what, King David is up to no good. He ain't trying to show the kindness of God to anybody because everybody knows that David's a phony. Well, if you won't listen to me, then I'll go over here and see if I can get somebody else to listen to me. Everybody knows that King David's a phony. I mean, what in the world is he up to? Trying to build the house of God and trying to show kindness of God to Mephibosheth? You know Mephibosheth. Hey, man, Preacher Darren. That's about the way it goes. You remember Joab? One of the great generals for David? He killed one of the great generals for Saul. His name was Abner. Can you hear that Shimei? After Joab killed Abner, can you hear old Shimei say, hey, boys, I want to talk to y'all. That thing about Joab killing Abner, that wasn't Joab's idea. David told him to do that. That was a backdoor meeting. I promise you they've left the rest of us out of this discussion. And David's done that on his own. Joab didn't do it. David did it. You know how I know? David's a phony. You can't trust him. And I'm going to sit in the middle of the congregation and I'm going to act like I'm one of his royal subjects. But everybody knows the truth will come out on him one day. He is a no good liar. Slander, slander, slander. And some people love dirty laundry. Now, I don't know if there's anything to it or not, but Shimei said, let me tell you what Shimei's telling. I don't know. Shimei's on that committee, but all I know is that's what he said. And as Absalom runs his own daddy off the throne, Shimei said, good. He's finally got what's coming to him. Because I'm telling you, even Absalom, David's own son, knows that David's a phony. David's a no-good traitor, and there he goes. Well, let's throw a little dirt at him. Let's cuss him and say, get on out of here, you wicked old king. Nobody wanted you anyway, you bloody man of Belial. Get out of here. Boy, we can't wait till you're gone. We're going to have a good time now, y'all. And as David walks off, and as they throw dirt and stones at him, and Abishai says, let me take off his head. How dare he treat the king, the man after God's own heart that way? How dare he do it? David said, wait a minute. Maybe I deserve this. I am just a sinner. I have done some wrong things in my life. And maybe, just maybe, I deserve to be cursed. I know I didn't mistreat the house of Saul. I know I didn't mistreat the house of God. I know I did not mistreat Mephibosheth. I know I did not treat that situation with Joab and Abner. I know I did not do that. But let him cuss. God's the one keeping score anyway. I don't care what they say, and I don't care what they say. What he knows is what matters.
Amen.
There's probably been some times in your life that you've been slandered. And you laid awake at night because you were so hurt over what they said. It broke your heart. And David said, verse 2, about this enemy, that this enemy is so fierce with his words that David compares him to a lion, rending him into pieces, and there's none there to deliver him. You know what the devil is? He is a roaring lion. And he walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And that cussing crowd and that kicking crowd that all they want to do is run around like a flop-eared donkey. Let them kick and enjoy their wild times now. And when David stands before the throne of Almighty God to give an account for his life, and the devil's crowd is saying, get him now, he's going to say, enter ye in into the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
Amen.
There is the reality of slander. Number 2, what is David's response to this slander? You saw him already how he treated Shimei. You saw him when he said, just let him curse. Just let him throw dirt. Let him just go ahead and keep doing it. I know the truth. What is David's response to slander? Look at verse 3. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, Yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay my honor in the dust. You know what David does when he's being slandered by Cush or Shimei or whoever it is? What is his response? The first thing that David did, rather than point a finger, he's got fingers pointing back at himself. And the first thing is he examines himself. When you've been accused, when you've been slandered, what can I do? Examine yourself. Brother Percy Ray told me when I was just a pup, he said, don't you worry about that lying crowd that slanders you, son. He said, because it ain't true. And God knows the truth. You worry when they're telling the truth. David, before God, professes his innocence. Now, he's not claiming sinless perfection, but he is solemnly professing his innocence in the form of an oath. He said, if I've done this, if I'm guilty before God on this, then I'm ready to die for it. I will bear whatever penalty, whatever consequences, if I've done this. David professes in these verses that he has not done what he's accused of. That it's simple, slanderous words that are being issued, and David's actions have been completely the opposite. In fact, they're saying, you know, David, all you've done is mistreat the house of Saul all these years. I would remind you that it was Saul who threw a javelin at David. 9 times that I counted in the Word of God that Saul tried to kill David, throwing javelins, spears, whatever. And one time when a javelin stuck in the wall as David was leaving, rather than pulling that javelin back out of the wall like most of us would have done and hurling it back at him, David just kept on walking. In fact, David said, I've had my opportunities. Saul's tried to kill me at least 9 times, and I've had my opportunities, but I have done the opposite. They say that I've tried to hurt him. They say I've run him down, but examine my life and my actions and know the truth. Let's look at that tonight. They have come before King Saul, and they're telling King Saul what a wicked man that David is, and they're telling the family how wicked that he is. Look with me in 1 Samuel 24, verse number 9, when Saul has a party out to try to round up David and have him killed. And Saul gets tired and he goes into the cave and he lays himself down to go to sleep. The Bible says in verse number, let's just start in verse number 8. David also arose afterward and went out of the cave and cried after Saul, saying, my Lord the king. You remember the story? The king got in the same cave of David and his men, and the king laid down and went to sleep. Don't you think David could have killed King Saul right then if he wanted to? He could have taken Saul's life, and he did not. He stepped out of that cave, and he hollered, and he said, my Lord the king. And when Saul looked behind him, David stooped with his face to the earth and bowed himself. And David said to Saul, wherefore hearest thou men's words saying, behold, David seeketh thy hurt. See, someone slandered. You've heard men's words that David seeketh thy hurt. Behold, this day thine eyes have seen how that the Lord had delivered thee today into mine hand in the cave, and some bade me kill thee, but mine eye spared thee. And I said, I will not put forth mine hand against my Lord, for he is the Lord's anointed. Moreover, my father, see, yea, the skirt of thy robe in my hand. For in that I cut off the skirt of thy robe and killed thee not, know thou and see that there is neither evil nor transgression in mine hand, and I have not sinned against thee. Let me read that again. I have not sinned against thee. Hallelujah. Yet thou huntest my soul to take it. The Lord judge between me and thee. and the Lord avenge me of thee, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. As saith the proverb of the ancients, wickedness proceedeth from the wicked, but mine hand shall not be upon thee. After whom is the king of Israel come out? After whom dost thou pursue? After a dead dog? After a flea? The Lord therefore be judge, and judge between me and thee, and see and plead my cause, and deliver me out of thine hand. And it came to pass, when David had made an end of speaking these words unto Saul, that Saul said, Is this the voice of my son David? And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. And he said to David, Thou art more righteous than I, for thou hast rewarded me good, whereas I rewarded thee evil. Basically an apology. And within just a few days, Saul went right back to try to kill David again. Nine times, eight of those times, Saul said he was sorry and that David was more righteous than him. But in the long run, some slanderous person came back and accused David before Saul, and it got his blood up again, and he got the boiling again, and he set out to try to kill him. I promise you, if David wanted to kill Saul, he could have. But he's always done the opposite. Look at chapter 26, verse number 7. Here's another attempt. So David and Abishai came to the people by night and said, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his bolster. But Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God hath delivered thine enemy into thy hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray thee, with a spear even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, As the Lord liveth, the Lord shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. The Lord forbid that I should stretch forth mine hand against the Lord's anointed. I could go on and on and prove to you, David said, when I've been slandered, the first thing I do is I examine myself. God, if I've done what they said that I've done, take my life. Lord, if I've done what they've accused me of doing, turn my soul over to the enemy and let them kill me and do what they want to with me. But God, you know that my actions have been the opposite of everything that they have said about me. And you know the truth. What is your response to slander? Do you pick up the telephone and say, let me tell you a few things? Do you want to throw a spear back at them? Or do you begin to examine yourself and say, is this really who I am? I want you to look back at verse number 6 of Psalms chapter number 7. David, first of all, in verses 3 through 5, his response is he begins to probe himself. And verses 6 through 8, he responds by prayer and supplication. Preacher Darren, what is the right response when I've been slandered? You better pray about it. Pray that I can take action, though. You better pray about it, because I promise you, prayer changes things. Most of the time, it changes me. And most of the time, it'll change you. Listen what David said. He says in verse 6, Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of people compass thee about for their sakes. Therefore return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to mine integrity that is in me. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous trieth the hearts and the reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. David appeals his case to the Lord. In fact, 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us that Jesus Christ, God, is the righteous judge. This prayer that David makes is an imprecatory prayer. What do you mean by the word imprecatory? He's invoking God to come in this situation and says, Lord, I can't take it anymore. God, you judge me and you judge my enemy. And however it comes out, I'll accept it. He invited the judgment of a thrice holy God upon his life. That's not something that someone who's guilty of these accusations would do. He invites God to come into that situation and look at it. I promise you tonight, God never gets it wrong. Are you hearing me? Preacher Darren, they have said terrible things about me. Preacher Darren, they have said terrible things about you. Don't worry about it. God never gets it wrong. God never believes any slanderous thing. He never believes anything that's untrue. God never heeds misrepresentation because he knows different. And God never thinks unfairly or inaccurately about us. He knows right from wrong. What is the antidote, preacher, to my distress? Prayer. Prayer. Call on the name of the Lord. It'll help your frustration. It'll help your hurts. It'll help your distress. It'll help you being slandered. It'll help when you've been misrepresented. It'll help when you've been misunderstood. Prayer is the antidote to bitterness. Look at verse 17. Not only is he going to probe himself, not only is he going to have prayer and supplication, but he's going to have praise of the Savior. This is what he said. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord most high. Woo! Preacher Darren, I've been heard. I don't really feel much like singing. David said, let me up there. Let me sing. I want to sing praises to God because he knows the truth. When I've been hurt, when I've been misrepresented, when I've been misunderstood, he knows right and wrong, and I'm going to sing praises to his name because he's worthy.